You're listening to And Now There Are Four Women Winners of the Pulitzer Prize in Music on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Now we come to the very recent addition of Jennifer Higdon to this list of Pulitzer Prize winning composers, the month after she just won the Grammy for the Best Original Composition. She was awarded the Pulitzer last month for her violin concerto, which she wrote for Hilary Hahn. The Pulitzer Committee praised the work as a deeply engaging piece that combines flowing lyricism with dazzling virtuosity. Jennifer Higdon was born in 1962 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. She studied flute at Bowling Green State University and the Curtis Institute of Music before going on to study composition with George Crumb and Ned Roram at the University of Pennsylvania. Today, Jennifer is herself a member of the faculty at the Curtis Institute, as well as a seven-day-a-week composer. She receives commissions from major orchestras and ensembles. Her works are recorded on 24 discs, and she still somehow finds time to be an active flutist and conductor. Here's an impressive indication of her music's popularity. The League of American Orchestras reported that during the 2007-08 season, Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral was the most frequently performed piece of any work composed during the past 25 years. In an interview I did with Higdon a few years ago, I asked her about how she got started in music. Hello, Jennifer Higdon, and welcome into the light.
Well, thank you.
Glad you're here to talk to us today. Let's just start with some general, I'd love to hear, we know your bio and, you know, where you were born, but I'd love to hear about when you started to write or when you knew you wanted to be a composer.
Well, I came to composing through flute playing. I started out on flute at the age of 15, which is a pretty late start. I taught myself to play from a band method book, of all things, that was laying around the house. And I went off to college not really knowing much classical music, but decided I was going to major in music. And I had a very good flute teacher, Judith Bentley, incredible teacher. She got me started on composing. I must have said something in a lesson that triggered her saying, I want you to write a piece. Because I said, well, how do you write a piece?
So how old were you?
At that point, I think I was like probably 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have like piano lessons as a child?
No, I didn't. We didn't have classical music in the household.
That was my next question.
Yeah, there was no classical music in the household. Mm-hmm. My dad's an artist. He worked at home. We had a lot of rock, bluegrass, folk. Mm-hmm. This was during the 60s. So it was everything from the Rolling Stones to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And did you love it all?
Yeah, I liked it all, actually. But there was no classical. That's really the ironic thing. So I don't know what made me think I should go into classical music.
You must have heard it somewhere.
Well, you know, I was in band in high school, but that's a pretty far cry from classical music. It really is. I mean, we would do movie music. I remember doing the music to Rocky in the marching band. But
can
something
you remember
resonated
the,
about it, though.
The first piece of classical music that you fell in love with?
You know, I think it was Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Mm-hmm. I heard it somewhere at a distance on a radio, and this is the ironic thing. I remember now that I heard the middle section. I didn't actually hear the beginning of it. I didn't hear the announcer say what it was. And I remember thinking, boy, this sounds like the Smoky Mountains, because I lived at the base of the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee. And I was really surprised when they came on and said, Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring. I was like, oh, that's amazing. How could a composer capture
that
sort of sound? So I think that's probably the first piece that I really got to know. So I did it backwards from, he was living at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was from the contemporary music to go backwards and learn.
But then you went to?
I went to Bowling Green, and this flute teacher had me write a piece, and I it was a little bit like getting bit by a bug. I enjoyed it so much that I just kept writing. I kept playing, but I started kind of writing on the side, squeezing it in, and I decided I wanted to do that. I knew immediately that that was the path that I wanted to take.
We'll hear Jennifer Higdon's Sonata for Viola and Piano, composed in 1990. She composed it at the request of several violists who were at the Curtis Institute of Music while she was a student there. It was written purely as a piece of music with no programmatic themes in mind. In this performance, Michael Isaac Strauss is the violist and Hugh Sung the pianist.